Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
I am Johnny White, really, really. Welcome to Lunch Watch. Hello. And I think it's really important to say that. Whenever I walk anywhere, I'm really careful to always say hello to absolutely everybody who I pass. Because I feel like this is something we've lost somewhere. And I don't know how it's happened. Because we all like to say hello and have hello said to us. It's one of the primal urges. So it seems crazy that in these days of all days, we've elected to go against our very natures and parade around the high streets never saying hello. Instead, only and unendingly goodbye. Goodbye. Forever goodbye. But anyhow, hello! How's the weather out there? When I looked out of the window in the middle of the night, it was pitch black. But now it couldn't be brighter. Explain that to me, if you can. Be bothered. In case you don't know or weren't aware, Lunch Watch, which is what this is a kind of a display-based lunch competition. You send in one lunch you've had between Monday and Wednesday to be reviewed and analysed by myself, Johnny White, really, really, as well as the ever shadowy and absent figure of Dan Canetti to receive the ultimate honour of being this or that week's winning lunch. By the way, do you know how you find out your superhero name? It's the thing that you're most afraid of, and then the thing you're second most afraid of. So mine is spiders, men. But enough about spiders and men, because it's time for lunch. And there was a classic selection this week, and a vintage selection. And I was, as I am in heart as well as mind, invigorated to see them. A few tomatoes rolling around the list. The real red devils of the disputed fruit world. On the subject, I recently had a sip of Bloody Mary, and I didn't mind it. Send tweet. Don't know what I mean by that. But before we get into the grandiosity of the three front runners, I have to attend to my famous orders of business, and I have two this week. Firstly, you all know the drill, Hank Hill, his entry this week, I had an interview, it went. He may have been trying to say went well. We certainly hope so, but either way, it is not lunch, even in the most deranged of hands. So, truth to power, Hank Hill, you are disqualified, but please do enter again next week. But anyway, second order of business is I had a message from Daniel, friend to me and to Lunch Watch, so therefore your friend too. I mean, we're all friends. He said, I'd like you to review some historical lunches or great lunches of literature or film. And the two that sprang instantly to my mind were the one at the beginning of the film Training Day and The Last Supper. Although I realised with an impressive speed that the Training Day one is actually breakfast and The Last Supper is supper. So I'm afraid they're ineligible, although we'll spare them official disqualification, as it really was a genuine mistake on my part. We'll have a think for next week, though. And if you'd like to send in your favourite lunches from history or literature or film, please do so. And so for the three front runners. Firstly, we had Lucy. Her entry, Garden Centre Cafe lunch, goat's cheese salad, side of chips and a glass of lemonade, followed by carrot cake and a coffee. Now, I like goats as people, but I'm no great fan of their cheese, but I wish that I was. I am a fan of lemonade, however, and I wish that I always will be. Good entry here from Lucy. Secondly, we had Jake, presumably known as Jake the Snake. His entry, tomato spaghetti with too much garlic bread. Drink is water, but in a stainless steel pint receptacle from Glastonbury 2016 that I bought on the day Brexit happened. On that day, I watched the film 2012, which was set 4 years beforehand, and now we're 4 years afterwards. I'll tell you what, if you start to look for patterns in life, you won't be disappointed because they really are absolutely everywhere. But yeah, good stuff from Jake, brackets, the snake. And finally, we had Thomas. His entry, part baked roll, brackets, which I then finished baking, with corned beef, Branston pickle, spinach, cherry tomatoes, salt and vinegar French fries, grapes, penguin, coffee. This is nothing if not a highly complicated lunch, surely a highly complicated roll. I genuinely cannot imagine it in the slightest. That said, it appeals to some inaccessible area of my mind, as if it understands it even if I don't. And it likes it. The same way as it used to like that bit in Michelle where the Beatles sing French for a few seconds. Well, c'est la vie, good entry from Tom. And that was all the three front runners. And as we mull over the three front runners, I would like to play the little game with called Heads or Tails with Zoe. Zoe, who is here?
Hi.
Do you have a coin ready to flip?
I do.
Which one is it?
It is a 50p.
50p, yet again, making its not debut. What's the sophomore appearance? Well, I think that's probably more than one. I
don't spoiling myself, it's the best one.
What is it?
No, not the best 50p, it's just the best flipping
one. Oh, sorry. False alarm. It's just a normal 50p. Okay, so get ready for what you wish this to mean, and Zoe's going to turn it in the air, and here it goes.
Oh.
Is the flip good?
Yep.
And do we have a reading?
We do.
And what is that reading?
The reading is heads.
Heads. I don't like it when it alternates. I want it always to be tails. But sometimes in life, it is heads. And it was heads last week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, I don't know what I don't know what I want. But I hope you're happy out there. I wanted it to be tails. What did you want it to be? Do you have a view? I've never asked you if you had a view.
Should I remain impartial?
Yes. Remain impartial. So well done.
well done.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Zoe, for doing the coin toss.
Thank you.
And we'll speak to you all again soon, 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 soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So the final verdict approaches. Give yourselves a pat on the back if you've made it this far into the show. Millions upon millions have not. And let's have a bit of hush whilst I do the recap. And ask myself and you, who shall win? Shall it be Lucy, with her garden centre goat's cheese and lemonade? Could it be Jake, with his feast of pasta and water? Or must it be Thomas, with his inconceivable corned beef roll and coffee? It is my solemn pledge to reveal to you all that the winner this week is Lucy. So Lucy, I'd just like to say that you've won Lunch Watch this week.
Yay!
did you partake of it in a garden centre?
Yes, it was a wee cafe in a garden centre.
And it was a
goat's cheese salad with a side of chips. Although, if I'm being honest, the chips were the sort of the main thing, and the goat's cheese salad was to make it a bit more respectable, I think.
Chips often do take centre stage. And what did you have to drink with it?
Some Sprite.
Oh, nice. Do you think it's strange that one considers Sprite to be somehow different from lemonade, or maybe you don't?
Well, I'd asked for lemonade, and the guy said, oh, is Sprite okay? And I said, yes. So it was originally lemonade that I'd asked for, but I don't know if he was, possibly a Coca-Cola rep or something.
This morning I made a decision that I was going to start each day by drinking a small glass of lemonade, because I had some in the fridge that was flat. And I was thinking, oh, that's what I'm going to do from now on. I mean, I've just remembered that I made that resolve this morning.
Well, I think lemonade's quite an underrated drink, to be honest with you. It's probably one of my favourite fizzy drinks.
Outdoors? Yeah, obviously outdoors.
No, indoors.
Oh, yeah, because I'm imagining a garden, but garden centres that are, yeah. And are there any lunches you would like to see win in the future?
Probably something of pastry-based, like a macaroni pie or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. I don't think anyone's ever entered a macaroni pie.
Yeah, it's probably the best kind of pastry good you can get.
Yeah. I had one, a half of one once, and it blew my mind. and have a nice day, and thanks for entering again. Enter again next week, and we'll speak to you soon.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much. All right.
Bye.
See you. Bye.
That was Lucy, aka Lucy of the Lake. If you'd like to follow in her footsteps, you can, because I can now declare Lunchwatch officially open again. If you're listening to this between Monday and Wednesday, you can submit your entries on Twitter at Lunchwatch or across email, lunchwatch@hattrickwith2t's.com, or upon Facebook, although as ever you can work that one out for yourselves. My dreams are most often set at night, which I suppose must make it a bit easier. And they're more often than not quite unpleasant, scary, unsettling, incredibly sad, with a few funny scenes here and there, a bit like Emmerdale. I want them to improve though, but how? Let me know in the comments section. And now to close, a joke. So there's this angel in heaven, and he goes to God and he says that he wants to become a human just for a day to see what it's like. God says, okay, but be aware you might die during that day and I can't remake you into an angel after that. And the angel says, oh look, don't worry, I'll be really careful. I'll look both ways before crossing the road and I won't drink anything with a skull and crossbones on the label. So God says, okay then, from this moment you'll be human for 24 hours. And the angel says, from which moment? And God says, from this moment. And the angel says, wait, from the moment we've just had or the moment we're about to have? And God says, from this moment. And the angel says, do you mean from the moment when you're saying this moment or the moment directly after it? And God sighs and says, from this moment. And anyhow, they go on like this for 24 hours and then God turns him back into an angel. Do you get it?
Lunchwatch was written and performed by Johnny White, Really Really, with original music by Johnny White, Really Really. The coin flip was performed by Zoe Waterman. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.